At the Madison office of AFT Wisconsin, a ceiling tile is pulled aside to let a bundle of phone cables drop down and turn a conference room into a makeshift phone bank. Peter Rickman with the UW-Madison Teaching Assistants Association is among the public employees spending a couple hours of their night here to call fellow union members.
Hi, is Charles there, please? Sure. My name's Peter, and I'm a union activist calling working folks to about the upcoming elections.
Rickman says he never lets the handset of his phone touch the cradle between calls. He says that just slows you down, keeps you from reaching more people. He brags that he made 10,000 calls and knocked on 10,000 doors before he stopped keeping track.
You know, I pretty much live this stuff every night, every weekend. This is great. I love it. It's really empowering to do this kind of political activism work.
Joining Rickman at the phone bank is Department of Revenue Auditor Art Festi. He's into this stuff, too. But Festi says that in the 35 years he's worked for the state, he's not sure he's ever seen an election quite like this one.
I don't know that it's ever been, the intensity has been as high as it is in this particular election.
It's intense from a state worker's standpoint because of what's at stake. Issues like budget deficits and cutting government spending have caught fire this campaign. Right or wrong, the public sector has come under attack.
I find that there's a lot of anxiety and stress and apprehension and frustration and a lot of uncertainty about what the future has to hold and what this election is going to deliver for us.
It's a question other employees are likely wondering in Dane County. The Department of Workforce Development says there are almost 50,000 state and university employees in the Madison metropolitan area. That's 15% of the total workforce. Part of the anxiety stems from the campaign rhetoric this year, and not only in Wisconsin. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has gained national acclaim for taking on public employee unions. He explained his approach to New Jersey's budget problems during a Wisconsin campaign swing for Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Walker.
We're going to deal with those problems directly and forthrightly, and they're going to require shared sacrifice from everybody. And if you don't want to be on the team, you bet I'm going to take the bat out and hit you.
Walker speaks in less violent terms, but he has a similar bottom line. Even the union-endorsed candidate for governor, Democrat Tom Barrett, avoids a full-throated defense of public workers. But unions clearly see a difference in what the candidates are proposing. Barrett talks about right-sizing the state workforce and doing an in-depth comparison of public versus private sector pay. Walker talks about having employees pay their contribution to their pensions and pay more for their health care, says Rickman, the teacher's assistant.
He's coming right at us, and he's making this election about people like us.
Festi says depending on how the election goes, you could see more state employees looking for what he calls an exit strategy. Given his age and his years of service, he says he could retire whenever he wants. But Festi likes his job.
I enjoy the work that I do. I believe that we provide a service to the citizens of Wisconsin.
Festi also likes his work for the union, and so does Rickman. He says public employees have a choice when they're under attack. They can be dejected or angry.
Or, you know, you can turn those emotions, as well as some of the other ones that come out, into something positive and channel it towards, you know, the hard work of grassroots organizing and activism to fight back.
That's the approach Rickman and Festi are taking this year. Efforts like theirs could be critical in Dane County, a place where the size of Democratic turnout can make or break candidates for statewide office. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.